It on? Yeah, great. Okay. Tell you what, why don't we get started? We have about 45 minutes to watch today. So did anybody come up with the symbolism of the 55 Chevy truck? It's not a Ford. I think I read somewhere that he said that that's the last time that there was sanity in America. It was in the 50s. So anyway, you can look at that and watch it and see what you think. So today, the movie's going to take a quick break into people who are actually doing things in their world to change stuff. And the names of the people are listed up here. Chloe Cole, Jack Phillips, Katie Faust, Seth Dillon, Ayan Hirsi Ali, who's the Somali lady that we met in the first part. I think that's the order they show up. And these are kind of the things that the movie goes through. There's a despair that happens to them. They develop hope, learn some truth, get their own identity in their problem, and then the calling that they go through to live Christ through what's going on in their lives. That's sort of the pathway that it takes, and it goes, each individual is, it's not a whole story. They build the pieces of the story with each individual as they go, which is why I put that up there so you can kind of see where they're going. If you want to take notes, that's great. If you don't, that's fine too. And some of it overlaps because some of the people found Christ as they came, as they were going through this challenge that they're in. Some of them were Christians before and grew through the challenge that they were going through. So it's just a little different presentation for each person. So I just put that up there for a reference. You don't have to take notes. There's not going to be a test. Yeah. Yeah, it's an it. Yeah, because they had a spark, and then they, yeah, that's the kind of the way this truth, this whole thing's going to go. So we're going to pick up where we left off with Oz and John in the church, and listen to that, and then it'll pick up pretty quick after that. Let's pray real quick. Lord, we thank you for a great day for the people that are here. We thank you for the moisture yesterday, and ask that you keep people safe that are still on the roads coming. And we just pray that you'd open hearts and minds as we watch this this video. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's what this is all about. So, two things. I just want to highlight two things. Most of you know we have a grandson who's trans, and we have arguments all the time about what is truth, and he does not accept truth. Chloe's statement that there is no your truth, my truth, there's God's truth. That statement from her is huge, I think. And then the other one that I really love is Jack Phillips' statement that God is perfectly able to accept responsibility for my obedience. You know, that truth is huge, I think. And if you obey God, he's got it. You know, you let him do it. So anyway. So the next week's business meeting, so come for that, be here. 2 weeks from today, we're going to start going through the lessons. John Stone Street is going to teach lessons on hope, truth, identity, and calling. And it's really good. They're only about 20 minutes each. We'll talk a little bit afterwards, but that's where we're going to go from here. Yeah. To Stephanie? Yeah. She wrote that before she accepted Christ, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the stories of how Christ worked in people's lives and changed even Christians to respond in a way that is truthful and powerful Katie Faust's story, and the way the church leader said, yeah, or you could continue. That's one of my favorite lines in the movie, too. So anyway, let's pray, and we'll get into the church hour. Lord, we thank you for this time, for the truths that are here. We thank you for your working in people's lives, even just normal people like us. And just pray that you'd help us to see how you would have us work. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.